'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me in the healing cleansing blood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Yes, it's sweet to trust in Jesus, trust from sin and self to cease. Just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust.
Well, we have come to what may be the less participative portion of our service this evening. Many of you, of course, have joined together. Some of you have been here maybe particularly just for the opportunity of speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Certainly God has encouraged us to do that, and it's a part of the worship that we enjoy a great deal as we join together in song. It is now that we come to that part of the service in which I do the speaking, and hopefully it won't be entirely non-participative and passive on your part. Hopefully you'll think along with me about the application of some of these things that we have said as we have sung praises to God. And it is clear, too, that as we come to a place like this, and as we sing songs of praise, and as we read from the Scriptures, that sometimes we have not quite the kind of connection we ought to have to moments like this when we are away from these places and these occasions, when we're about our day-to-day activities. And yet, as Christians, everything that we do ought to be done in the light of the kinds of ideas we've expressed to one another here in these songs this evening. And we ought to see, as we go about our day-to-day lives, lessons and applications of righteousness. Sometimes that may seem a little silly, perhaps, but it is critically important that as Christians, we have that kind of Bible worldview, trying to find application in the day-to-day activities of these songs of praise that seem so meaningful to us when we are here in this place and singing to one another. Some of you, of course, have been about various activities over the course of the week. Some of you have been car searching. Those of you who have bought a car know something about that experience, either recently or in the past. You know, I've been at that for a long time. And one of the things that amazes me is you go to the car dealerships and you try and buy a car, particularly a new one, is there's the base price for the car, and then there are the add-ons. You know, and what is an add-on? I suppose the power seats would be an add-on. You know, heated seats is an add-on to me. But I'm amazed at the way in which they think about things as being add-ons. I mean, air conditioning is not an add-on to me in Florida. That's a basic requirement, obviously, that you need. But they have all kinds of add-ons that seem like they really ought to be a part of the basic package of the car. A mirror on the right-hand side is not an add-on so far as I am concerned. You know, if you have a radio in it, that should be a part of it. Now, maybe it has extra 6 speakers instead of just 1 speaker at the front dash, but no, a radio now is an add-on. A CD player is an add-on. Automatic transmission is an add-on. Brakes are, no, I think we get the brakes as a regular part of it. Floor mats are add-ins. I'm just amazed by the time you get all that added up that it is a pretty expensive proposition. And you thought you were getting that all along when you saw the initial price. Well, other retailers have discovered that technique. When you buy a printer, for instance, they'll give you a starter ink cartridge that'll print 15 pages. You better buy another ink cartridge the very moment that you buy the printer. And these new TVs. You buy the TV, you better buy a cable to hook it up because that's not going to come with it. That's an add-on. That's an extra expense that you have to pay. Amazing to me and to others as well. Farmer paid attention to that, and he said, you know, that's a good deal. I can make that work for me. And so he advertised his cow, basic cow, $500. Ah, but there are add-ons. Two-tone exterior, must have been a Holstein, $45. An extra stomach, $75, by the way. Product storing compartment, $60. Straw chopper, $120. 4 spigots at $10 each, $40. Cowhide upholstery, that's always a good one. $125, dual horns, $15, and automatic fly swatter, $28. The fertilizer attachments, $155, total $1,333 for the cow as she stands there on her feet. We got to be careful about those add-ins. Now, what kind of application can I make of that to something spiritual? This, and that is that the Lord gives us what we have in this world without charging us all these extra add-ons. He doesn't charge us for all the extra things that we enjoy in this life, extra things that we really, really do appreciate and would really miss if they weren't a part of the life that He gives us. We don't pay much attention to them, perhaps. The rain, of course, today is one of those things that we rejoiced in because we've been for a while without the rain. God provides the rain for us and the sunshine without extra cost. It's just a part of His world that He gives to us. Extras for which He doesn't charge us. The beautiful sunrises and sunsets that we enjoy so frequently here in Florida. Some people say there's nothing beautiful about Florida, but at least the sunrises and sunsets you got to give us are pretty nice in Florida. And of course, there's the changing of the leaves and the colors and the seasons elsewhere, not in Florida perhaps. But we enjoy those things. There they are. God has made them for us. And, of course, the variety of nature as we move around this great country that we're privileged to live in. God has provided those things without extra charge to us at all. Amazing when you get up in the morning and you have life and breath and you walk outside and it's one of those crisp, cool mornings that signal fall. Hard to remember. But what about when you get up and you hear the birds sing and you can smell the green in the trees and it's spring morning? And we appreciate that. And God provides that for us at no extra charge. Not just nature, but the other extras, it seems like, they are really part of the basic package that God has provided for us. He calls on us to worship Him. And He could have made that as onerous and painful as possible. But look at the wonderful add-ons that He gives us. The singing that we have enjoyed here this evening. We ought not to focus principally on the pleasure that we get out of the singing. That's a trap we got to be careful of, as David reminded us this morning. But that we praise and glorify God in the way that He's chosen, and it does as a extra benefit, at no extra cost, provide us with the kind of enjoyment and the strength and the emotional encouragement that we get out of it. The kind of fellowship that we have with one another. God could have called us to difficult, lonely service. He could have made the worship for Him to be a single individual activity. Like lobo wolves wandering around the world. But no, He called us together in a community of fellowship from which we can encourage one another and be strengthened by the time that we spend together. God called us to righteousness. And that righteousness could have been painful. But no, God, at no extra cost, at no add-on optional price to us, makes that life of righteousness one that is fulfilling and satisfying. He calls us to family, and He calls us to friend, and He calls us to lives that are satisfying in service to others. And He calls us to a life that is blessed by a free and easy conscience as we serve Him. Those are things that we get from serving God. He is wonderful to us. Look at the 136th Psalm as just one of those places in which the psalmist, as we ought to be, is amazed about God and His goodness to us. 136th Psalm, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good." What a simple statement that is. And yet, as you catch thought about that, catch fire with the thought of that, "For His loving kindness is everlasting." "Give thanks to the God of gods, for His loving kindness is everlasting." "Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His loving kindness is everlasting." "To Him alone who does great wonders, for His loving kindness is everlasting." "To Him who made the heavens with skill, for His loving kindness is everlasting." "To Him who spread out the earth above the waters, for His loving kindness is everlasting." "To Him who made the great lights, for His loving kindness is everlasting." "The sun to rule day, the loving kindness of the Lord is everlasting." "The moon and stars to rule by night, for His loving kindness is everlasting." And we could go on in specific ways that the psalmist does then about his own people or about his own life. Can you not make a list tonight before you go to bed of the things in which it has been demonstrated to you that the loving kindness of the Lord is everlasting? Indeed, as the psalmist says, He renews His mercies for us every day. Morning by morning, He renews those blessings for us. This Lord that we worship has given us all of this at no extra cost. And why do I say that? I'm reminded of a Thanksgiving story about a old woman, poor and left alone by the death of her children and by the loss of her friends as she'd reached the last stages of life. And there she was to be seen at her Thanksgiving table with a can of potted meat she'd opened and giving grace, giving thanks to God for it and saying, "All of this and Jesus too." And you think, whoa, that's an amazing and a wonderful attitude. But in some ways, maybe she's got it backwards. All of this and Jesus too. But here's the point I want to make. We have Jesus and all the rest of it too. I mean, what we really needed was salvation from our sins and hope of eternal life, a freedom from the worry of the everlasting punishment. We have that in Jesus Christ. But look at all the other things that God has given us as part of being Christians that are so much wonderful addition to that. Add-on options. If we just had forgiveness of sins, we'd have it all. We'd have everything that we possibly needed, and everything else would pale into insignificance in comparison to that. That's why Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount said, "Seek you first the kingdom of heaven." If you got that, be thankful, be grateful. But it's not just that. Seek you first the kingdom of heaven, and all these other things will be added unto you. Isn't it amazing what God has done for us? Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 reminds me what some have said, and it's too philosophical for me to analyze one way or the other, but some people have said, even if the Bible were not true, the best way to live would be as a Christian, in the hope and in the kind of fellowship that that provides for us. Well, as I say, I can't evaluate a philosophy that begins with "if the Bible weren't true" or "if there were no God," because I know that those things are true and that there is a God. But look at what he describes in Galatians 5 and verse 22 that we get by being a Christian. "The fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. Against such things there is no law." Are you kidding me? Is that an understatement or what? Against such things there's no law. Nobody anywhere has ever made a law against those things. And you know why? Because those are the things that everybody wants. Even, I suspect, you know, the worst kind of tyrant who's ever lived, he wants those things for himself, and he wouldn't really make the rule against those for everybody else. It may be incidental that his tyranny strips people of these fruits of the Spirit, but this is what people want. And this is what God has given us. All this and Jesus too. No, the other way around. Jesus and all of these things as well. We have the forgiveness of sin and a relationship with God and a hope of all the reward in heaven that is beyond our imagination. And this too. All this add-on, optional, sort of, without any extra cost here in this world. Because of Jesus Christ. You know, and as a shame, and maybe the car dealer's got something there about identifying all these things as extras so people can weed through that and say, well, this is the basic value, this is the car. Because I'm afraid some people get distracted from the real value of Jesus Christ by all the optional extras that God has provided, all the fruits of the Spirit and all the benefits of nature and all the benefits of fellowship and the joy of life here below, distracted from what's really of value, and that is Jesus. If you have Jesus, all those other things would be irrelevant. But God gives us Jesus, His Son, forgiveness of sins through Him. Insofar as we confess that He is the Christ, confess our sins and baptized for the remission of those sins in the likeness of His death on our behalf and His burial and His resurrection by the power of God. And He gives us Jesus for the forgiveness of sins and all these other things too. The loving kindness of the Lord is forever. It's amazing, wonderful, incredible. No wonder we come together on occasion like this to sing His praises. And no wonder every time we come together, we say, are there any of you here who have not yet named the name of Jesus and become a Christian in Him? You need to do that this very evening, because that's the most important issue of life. If that's your need, we encourage you as we sing this song.
I have resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I will hasten to Him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to Thee. I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true One, He is the just One, He hath the words of life. I will hasten to Him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to Thee. I am resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving the path of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still will I enter in. I will hasten to Him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to Thee.
Oh, how great the salvation in Jesus that the prophets of old testified. Even angels desire its revealing. Praise and glory to Christ crucified. You are threatened for me, you are slandered for me. Every thorn, every nail, every tear was for me. Sweet the thought that my soul may be mended and whole by my Lord who was broken for me. As a lamb that was led to the slaughter, not a threat, not a word did you say. Precious Lord, when my heart fills with anger, your example I will not betray. You were threatened for me, you were slandered for me, Every thorn, every nail, every tear was for me. Sweet the thought that my soul may be mended and whole by my Lord who was broken for me. I've been saved by your word that is living, to a love that is fervently pure. Precious blood from your cross brings redemption, with a hope that is living and sure. You were threatened for me, you were slandered for me. Every thorn, every nail, every tear was for me. Sweet the thought that my soul may be mended and whole by my Lord who was broken for me.
Beyond the sunset, O blissful morning, when with our Savior heaven is begun, earth's toiling ended, O glorious dawning, beyond the sunset, when day is done, beyond the sunset, no clouds will gather, no storms will threaten, no fears annoy. O day of gladness, O day unending, beyond the sunset, eternal joy, beyond the sunset. Sunset, oh glad reunion with our dear loved ones who've gone before. In that fair homeland, we'll know no parting beyond the sun.
Walking alone at even, viewing the skies afar, bidding the darkness come to welcome me, silver star. I have a great delight in the wonderful scenes above. God in His power and might is showing His truth and love. Oh, for a home with God, a place in His courts to rest, sure in a safe abode with Jesus and the West. Rest for a weary soul once redeemed by the Savior's love, where I'll be pure and whole and live with my God above. Sitting alone at even and dreaming the hours away, watching the shadows falling now at the close of day. God in His mercy comes with His word, He is drawing near, spreading His love and truth around me and everywhere.
once redeemed by the Savior's love. Where I'll be pure and whole and live with my God above.
In the Bible we read of a beautiful prayer,
a prayer that bursts into heaven above. It was prayed by a heart that was laden with care, and filled, it was filled with such wonderful love.
Yeah.